Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here's your host, Dr. Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director of CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. Just recently, the Child Evangelism Fellowship Worldwide family received some exciting news. After a period of searching and praying, our CEF International Board of Trustees announced the appointment of our new CEF President, Reverend Jeremiah Cho, effective as of August 1st this year, 2022. For over 33 years, all the years plus more that I've served in CEF full-time, our CEF president has been Reese Kaufman, that has served the Lord so well and so faithfully. Under Reese Kaufman's leadership, CEF grew from reaching 1 million children annually with the gospel in less than 100 nations worldwide to a peak of reaching over 25 million children annually in nearly every nation of the world. We are so thankful for the faithful and steadfast leadership of Reese Kaufman through the years, who will continue as our president emeritus for CEF throughout his retirement. Our new CEF president, Reverend Jeremiah, has served with CEF since 1988 in a variety of capacities, including as a local director and also as the national director for CEF of South Korea, where he directed a staff of over 200 workers reaching over 300,000 children for Christ. Most recently, Jeremiah, before his appointment to being our new president, he served as one of the 8 regional directors overseeing the Middle East region, a very tough and vast region of the world that needs so desperately to hear the good news of Christ. You know, it's interesting that in 2019, a year before COVID hit, Brother Jeremiah, along with John Luck from CEF International Ministries, came here to visit in Illinois to visit ministry partners and to share about what God was doing in CEF and particularly in the Middle East. And little did we know back then that 3 years later, Brother Jeremiah, the Middle East Regional Director, would now become our new CEF President overseeing the worldwide ministry of CEF. So today on our radio program, I wanted to introduce to you Brother Jeremiah, our new CEF president, by playing audio clips back then in 2019 of that interview so that you can hear his heart for the Lord, his heart for the children, but most of all, his heart for the gospel and for the children to know Jesus. We hope you enjoy. Brother Jeremiah, could you just share how you came to know the Lord, your testimony, maybe just a little bit, and then also how the Lord brought you into the ministry and open the door for you to serve with CEF in your position today?
Okay. I was born and brought up in small village. We had no church. My parents was not Christian. I didn't hear any message of salvation through in my childhood. So I would sometimes pray to the rainbow for the happiness. I didn't know God anything about him. And when I was studying the high school, I was invited to the church. It was my very first time to go to the church. And about 1 month later, church had a very special event with a speaker who came down from North Korea without having the parents. They lived in Korea. It was a very, very tough life. And he shared about his experience, how awful his life was. And then he met the Lord Jesus Christ. And when I hear his testimony, oh, I thought, oh, he's a really simple man. How he can live that way? And then just the one voice came to me, are you innocent? And then that voice hit me, and I thought, I'm dying. And I didn't know what kind of sin I did against God. But I realized I'm really sinners. I was crying with the tears and cried out, Lord, save me and save me. And then another voice came to me. The Lord Jesus died on the cross for your sin.
Amen.
And just 1 second before I was crying and crying, and I realized Jesus died for me. And then I immediately prayed, Lord, come to my heart and save my souls. Do you know what happened? The great joy, I didn't know from where. It's just from bottom of my heart. It just came up, and I was totally changed. That was the very first moment that I accept the Lord Jesus Christ.
That was like a Damascus Road, like a turnaround experience. That was amazing. And God does that. Well,
yeah.
Well, that is just really awesome.
Yeah, and later on, I didn't know why I should live in this world without having the purpose of my life. It was hard to live. So sometimes I was thinking of suicide. But later on, I realized I must ask my God, who created me, so he might have the purpose for my life. So I decided to have a fasting prayer for 5 days. In Korea, when you go, there are some kind of church building in the mountain, which we call it Prayer Mountain. And so I spent time there, and there God spoke to me, but he called me by name. Jeremiah, be my servant. Three times he called me, and then I said, no, I cannot be a servant. And in the early morning, we had a prayer time. We read our Bible. Can you imagine what Bible? Jeremiah, chapter 1.
Okay. I was thinking of the Bible book of Jonah there for a second, because you kept saying no.
And then, dear, chapter 1 said, don't say you are only child or youth.
Right.
I am with you. Whenever I send you, you go. Whenever whatever I tell you, you speak. I will be with you. Wow.
Amen.
I felt presence of God is with me. I didn't hear any message for 1 hour. I was crying and crying and crying. And I gave my life to God. Lord, use my life for your kingdom. That is the time that I gave my whole life to God. Later on, God called me to serve him in CEF. Actually, I was...
Did you already know about CEF?
I didn't know.
Didn't know. Okay.
Yeah. But I took a training.
Okay.
We call it 5-day training.
Yes.
It was very good. And I was thinking, wow, maybe when I become a pastor, I can use all this teaching method. And then one day, while I was in the 5-day training, God just told me, why you don't think children are very important? I was thinking of being a pastor, to be a pastor for the old people in the village.
For the adults.
Yeah,
right?
And for the adult. And I asked, Lord, tell me what to do. And I went back home and I prayed and I prepared some Bible lesson to teach to the Sunday school teachers, because I was invited to teach. In the early morning, about 3:30, I was reading Lamentation. There I saw children are dying in hunger. Even mom couldn't do anything. And then I read the Bible, Lamentation chapter 2, verse 18 and 19.
Right.
19 says, arise, cry out in the night, at the beginning of the night watches. Pour out your heart like water before the presence of the Lord. Lift your hands to him for the lives of your children who faint for hunger at the head of every street. Wow. Again, I felt God's presence is with me. God spoke to me.
So that's how you felt like the Lord was leading you to maybe leave the pastorate and to focus on children ministry?
Yes. There I thought, oh, God is calling me to work for children. And I said, Lord, here I am. Use my life till my hair become white.
It is so interesting to me as I listen again to Brother Jeremiah's testimony, how the Lord called him unto himself in such a dramatic way and gave him almost immediately a burden to serve the Lord all of his days, particularly in reaching children for Christ. And as a former regional director of the Middle East, that is exactly what he did. Before COVID, Brother Jeremiah envisioned a CAMEL project, C-A-M-E-L, that stands for Christmas Across Middle East Lands, where over 7.5 million children annually across the Middle East in 28 countries were hearing the true meaning of Christmas and, more importantly, the true message of Christ. In closing, I'd like to just play a couple additional clips where you hear the burden of Brother Jeremiah's heart and his passion to share Jesus Christ with the children, not only in the Middle East, but of the world. Brother Jeremiah, what's your vision for this year for the CAMEL Project in the Middle East?
Yeah, this year our goal is to share the gospel to 8 million children. God has given us some more workers. Also there are actually over 750 million children live in Middle East region. So we say, even though we say 8 million, it's just a little more than 1%. But actually it's not easy work because our region, the majority is Muslim people and Hindu people and the Buddhist people, they don't like to hear the gospel message.
Mm-hmm.
And even the government, even religious leaders, they are doing something very against our activities.
I see. Mm-hmm.
But we still know children, they have no any other way to hear the gospel message.
Mm-hmm.
And also, our burden and desire is, even if they can have one opportunity to hear the gospel message, we must not give up. We must try for them to have this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So our great vision of this year is training at least 100,000 volunteers.
Wow.
Yeah. So they can conduct over 200,000 Christmas party clubs everywhere.
Mm.
In each club, we usually have about 40 children.
Mm-hmm.
So we can imagine how many kids. Mm-hmm. So 8 million children can attend our clubs and listen to the teachers about true meaning of Christmas.
At the close of the interview back then in 2019, I asked Brother Jeremiah how we could pray for him in the ministry of CEF in the Middle East. And even though at that time his heart and his mission was focused on that part of the world, his prayer request is still needed today in reaching the children not only of the Middle East, but of the whole world for Christ. Is there ways that you could share with us how we could pray specifically for the Middle East? And also, I know that there are many needs, but also our listening audience, I mean, if you could just share maybe some financial needs or resource needs that you have too. So how can we pray and how can we give to support the ministry of reaching children in the Middle East for Christ?
Okay. To reach more children, we need to have more workers.
Mm-hmm.
My great desire is to have at least 100 new workers every year. So that with those committed people, we can reach millions of children for Christ. So please pray for us to have more workers. And also they need to have some support. Monthly we can support $100 or some people $200. So you can adopt those local workers to be your family missionaries or
okay.
your company missionaries.
Okay.
You can support and pray for them. Also, in order to have those workers, we need to have more trainings. But these third world people, they are not able to pay training the fees. So if we can support those people to take a training, it will be great, great help. So that we can have more workers. And also we have lots of materials. We need to translate materials, and mm-hmm. we can print materials in their own languages so that teachers and volunteers can share the gospel message in their own language so children can hear the message in their mother tongues.
Mm-hmm.
And those things we need your help so that we can be in the front lines
mm-hmm.
with your prayer and your support. We can run here and there and sharing gospel to the kids in the Middle East where not many people can go, but they can still there. Even the midst of a war situation, they are still theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Even the persecution is taking place every day, but they still theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Though missionaries, they have to leave this country because of that kind of situation, but our workers can stay back there sharing gospel with children. So your prayers and your support will be great, great help to reach boys and girls for Christ.
I hope you enjoyed listening today and getting to know Brother Jeremiah, our new CF president. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me.